Let us now do this.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Yeah. Checking in at
number five.
All right. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler. He's very upset. He promised that he's going to go to the mattresses here, to the courts, if that's what it takes to get Don McGahn to testify about the Robert Mueller report. Don McGahn, as people remember, was White House counsel.
When this committee issues a subpoena, even to a senior presidential advisor, the witness must show up. Our subpoenas are not optional. Mr. McGahn has a legal obligation to be here for this scheduled appearance. If he does not immediately correct his mistake, this committee will have no choice but to enforce the subpoena against him.
They're going to take the guy away in handcuffs. I mean, it's like, and here's what you got to do. This is the damnedest thing. Like in Congress, it's not like you call the Department of Justice and then they go out and have the FBI wrap them up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get the sergeant at arms.
Oh, gosh.
To like, you know, who, I don't know if he wears, he looks like Captain Kangaroo when he's in his full uniform. And he's got to go out, right? And like in a clown car or something.
Oh,
and go pick him up. And then they got, and I don't even know who does he have that he goes out there with? And they take the Capitol Police and arrest a guy? I don't know. Or is it just a bunch of other guys?
Did they get handcuffed and
I don't know.
They're
supposed to bring them in. I think the last time this happened was in the 1790s, and I think they put a guy in ropes and they dragged him in. I don't know. I don't know what they do. The problem here is there's really no good answer. This doesn't happen. This doesn't actually ever happen when Congress sends somebody a subpoena and says you got to show up. They show up. Even, you know, baseball players. Was it Clemens? Who was it? The Roger Clemens?
Rafael Palmeiro. A bunch of them.
Yeah. Right? He got up there. Didn't Clemens? Who was the guy who ended up going to jail for a little while because he lied?
None of the players. It was all the guys who were supplying the stuff.
Yeah.
Balco thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, if those guys showed up, why can't a guy who was like the
and some
the
of them
White
all
House
of a sudden
counsel?
Forgot how to speak English.
Oh, right. I
it's
remember
like, hey,
that.
What?
Didn't you give interviews in English before?
I saw you in media scrums talking just fine.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Senator, nothing.
What's that say? I can't remember the whole. Sammy Sosa might have done that.
Oh, you did a lot of things.
Nothing. Not speaking English.
Right.
Nothing. No, I can't. Hello? I'm so stupid. I can't remember.
I swear that happened. I can't remember exactly
what
it was.
Don McGahn should do.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a film. I cannot remember anything. Anything gone. No, here it's gone. It's the shoes. All right. The committee held a brief empty chair hearing without McGahn today. I love when they do this because that makes them look like a bunch of clowns, too. Why are they doing that? That's, I guess, so that we'll play it on the top five at five.
President Trump may think he can hide behind his lawyers as he launches a series of baseless legal arguments designed to obstruct our work. He cannot think these legal arguments will prevail in court, but he can think he can slow us down and run out the clock on the American people. Let me be clear. This committee will hear Mr. McGahn's testimony, even if we have to go to court to secure it. We will not allow the president to prevent the American people from hearing from this witness. We will not allow the president to block congressional subpoenas, putting himself and his allies above the law.
You know, here's something, Jerry. Why don't you memorize it and perform it instead of read it?
He did read every single word looking down.
Right. How about that? Not like, you know, your staffers just handed you a piece of paper and now it's time to go to have lunch.
Right.
This is
wedge it in between your lunch and
right.
your breakfast meetings.
Yes. You got, if you want to really win the hearts and minds of the American people, be passionate about it. Not read it like you're reading the instructions
for an IKEA piece of furniture.
Your nerdy professor reading the syllabus on day one. Right. Like, what is this guy saying?
Like,
nobody cares,
me.
Man. I'm already checked out for the semester after this.
Yeah, it's true.
Flap A into slot B. Turn widget 2 turns to left.
Got it.
Checking in at
number 4.
Now, Ario is a real estate owned. REO refers to real estate owned, and that's it's a term of art in banking and in government. So if it's a piece of real estate owned by a lender, or a bank, after foreclosure, and REO is a kind of it's a term, right, that is important to know if, let's say, you're in the housing industry or in the banking industry. An Oreo is a cookie.
That's right.
Right?
I know that one.
So you got a Rio and an Oreo. Now, the problem here, and the reason I'm bringing this up, is that at a Financial Services Committee hearing in Congress today, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Ben Carson, remember that?
Sure.
Like, now all of a sudden you're like, wait, is he? He still is? He's like the longest serving member of the cabinet at this point.
Probably because he's not making that much news, other than today.
Well, today he did, because he was talking to a congresswoman from California, and she was attempting to ask the secretary about disparities in REO rates.
As you look it up, I'd also like you to get back to me, if you don't mind, to explain the disparity in REO rates. Do you know what an REO is?
An Oreo?
No, not an Oreo. An R-E-O. R-E-O.
Real estate.
What's the O stand for?
E-organization.
Owned. Real estate owned. That's what happens when a property goes to foreclosure. We call it an REO. Mm-hmm. And FHA loans have much higher REOs. That is, they go to foreclosure rather than to loss mitigation.
There you go.
That was a moment. I mean, he is a brain surgeon, though. I mean, he knows a lot of things, right?
He is. It's true. It's the only time you can go, this guy's a moron. No, he isn't. He's a brain surgeon. It's not like he's a brain surgeon.
Rocket science. Yeah.
He just isn't. He's just, you know, this was not what he was supposed to do. But Donald Trump, and I know that you're going to find this hard to believe, it might just be a little bit of typecasting here, thought, all right, black guy should do housing and urban development.
I got the perfect thing for you, man.
Right. He couldn't have made him the Surgeon General, right? He didn't want to do that because he needed his own doctor to be the Surgeon General.
Health and Human Services?
Right. Or Health and Human Services. No. Mm-mm. Housing and Urban Development. You're black. You get it.
Urban.
You grew up in a housing project, right?
It's like Michael in The Office picking Stanley to play on the basketball team. He couldn't even dribble the basketball.
Right. That's exactly what it's like. Yes.
An Oreo?
No, not an Oreo.
I guess it should have been the FDA then.
Right. FDA. Something like that.
Yeah.
Is there a secretary of brain surgery? Whatever you can get. That would have made more sense. Oh, God. Seriously, what am I going to do with the guy? He was very loyal. He ran for president. I ran over him with a car, and he said I was okay. So also last night, you know, the president was at one of these big rallies in Pennsylvania, right? It's in some town I'd never heard of in Pennsylvania, which is where a lot of these rallies take place.
Like,
some town you no one's ever heard of. They're not in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. I've heard of those towns. This complaint last night was about Fox doing the town hall with Pete Buttigieg.
Last night I watched Alfred E. Newman. What's going on with Fox, by the way? What's going on there? They're putting more Democrats on than you have Republicans. It's something strange is going on at Fox. Oh, something very strange. Did you see this guy last night? I did want to watch. You always have to watch the competition, if you call it that. And he was knocking the hell out of Fox, and Fox has put him in. Somebody's going to have to explain the whole Fox deal to me.
He was very upset about that.
The whole Fox deal is it's a news channel. That's what. Explain what the Fox deal is. And it does. Like, the morning show, they love you. But, you know, there are going to be other shows, and everybody's going to love everybody.
And then there's the opinion people, like Hannity and Laura Ingraham, who were called out by Mayor Pete, who do love the president as well. But they're the opinion hosts. And this was the news part of the channel. Chris Wallace is an excellent reporter, excellent interviewer.
And Peter Buttigieg is running for president, and he's gotten some traction. Right? I mean, it was in 2016, it's like if CNN had not put Donald Trump on because he was, no one ever took him seriously, right?
But instead, you're having a situation where the Democratic candidates are saying they don't want to appear on Fox Town Halls, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren. They won't appear. They think that that's not the place that they should appear.
That's up to them. I just think it might not be the right choice.
No, but look, it rattles him. Look how much it irritated him.
Yeah.
That got to Trump a little bit.
Wait a second.
That is the right
You're
point.
My team.
Right.
It's like he's mad, right? He's mad at his girlfriend for talking to another guy at the bar.
Yeah.
Is basically what's happening there. How dare you? Get in the car. We're leaving.
Get in the car.
I don't want to go. I like him. He's a quarterback. I don't care. I'm president. All right, we'll get to your 3, 2, 1. But first, Cam, what's happening?
A Chicago public school teacher was carjacked this morning in her school's parking lot.
40 years after an airliner crashed upon takeoff at O'Hare, finally a place to remember Flight 191 and those who died. Tonight's cover story on WGN-TV News at 9 o'clock.
An Oreo.
No, not an Oreo. An R-E-O.
Same thing.
I just had another thought of what he might have been hearing there at the time. I'm thinking, oh, no. Oh, that could have gotten really ugly. All right. I'm done. I'm moving on.
Number 3.
Roseanne Barr's plan to stay out of more trouble on Twitter is not working. You know, she deactivated her account, but what she's also been doing is creating secret burner accounts where she can tweet her mind freely and then hoping that she just do it and then get out of the way. Well, TMZ caught up with her at an airport, of course, and
Twitter got you in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Have you rethought in the last year, year and a half, are you rethinking about how you're going to use it? Maybe you're going to have somebody that monitors how you use it, you know?
No, I just...
A 10-minute buffer before you could tweet anything?
No, I have a lot of, troll accounts. So I say what I want under anonymous names.
So that's how you get it out, really, without getting yourself in trouble, and you use the troll accounts?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I say the stuff I want to say.
Do you do all the tweeting on those accounts, or does somebody else do it?
I do it all. I think everybody's got troll backup accounts, really, if you want to say anything.
That's what we all do, right?
Yeah,
we
sure.
all have troll backup accounts, because that's what
I troll in my part, like in my downtime, right?
Right.
You?
What else you want to do? You want to tell everybody what an a-hole they are on Twitter. That's what you do.
She used to just do that on her regular handle, but I guess she can't get away with that anymore.
I wonder how many she has then.
I know. And what are the names of the Twitter accounts, too? I would love to know that.
I do love, like, that people are proud of being trolls.
Right.
I love being a troll.
I mean, this is the armpit of America here. These are the Reddit people, the underground weirdos.
Mm-hmm. 4chan.
4chan.
She has 1 million followers on her normal Twitter handle.
Yeah.
I wonder what she's got on her troll.
I want to see what she said on her troll accounts.
Oh, God.
Some serious venting from Roseanne.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right. Again, I mean, she made millions of dollars.
What are you doing?
Right? And now
she made millions more.
And now she just wants to troll. It's more important to be an internet troll. That's what all the kids should aspire to that one day.
Number 2.
Celine Dion was on a special carpool karaoke last night on The Late Late Show as a primetime version of it. And Corden made her sing the popular children's song, Baby Shark.
Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark.
I thought we were gonna get a chest bump there.
Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do do.
That is an incredible version of Baby Shark that I don't think anyone will ever forget.
Oh, sweet.
Okay,
that's cool. She did it. Hey. Beautiful voice.
And finally,
number
one.
Speaking of late night, Jimmy Kimmel had some ideas about a new crossover show for Game of Thrones. What if the cast of Full House adopted Jaime Lannister?
Hey, Uncle Jaime. What's up, bud?
Well, it's my sister. We're in a fight.
Ah, of course. Jaime, sometimes siblings fight. It's perfectly natural. But you gotta work this out. She's your sister, and she'll always be there for you, no matter what.
No, it's just, I got her pregnant again.
Yeah, well, good talk, man.
I know. Cut it out.
No, I was going to say, quit f***ing your sister.
And we'll just leave it right there.
The top five at five.